Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk three times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.
Roy Wood Jr., comedian and lifelong Cubs fan, is going to sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game.
Roy Wood Jr.
Roy's a great guy.
I'm going to be fine with your jokes, but I'm not sure about Dark Brandon.
Don't give it up for Dark Brandon. Happy to be here. Oh, real quick, Mr. President, I think you left some of your classified documents up here. You can get to the...
Stand-up comedian.
You ever, like, open for a big wig? Like, when you're...
Sure.
When you're
I literally made an ass out of myself this
and
weekend.
You try to, like, chum it up with them, like they're just a regular road guy. I open for Ron White, and I come up to him in the green room. I go, hey, man, let me know if you need a ride to the airport in the morning.
That's not so bad. That's kind of
no, that's just polite.
He goes, I'm leaving tonight, Roy. And it's Huntsville. I'm like, we're in Alabama. There's no flight at 2:30. I go, who are you flying? Roy, I have a plane. And I just tiptoed out the green room.
I assume your family's got to be excited to see this pay off with you on Celebrity Jeopardy.
Yeah, my family, I don't think my family understands that I'm playing for charity. Hit songs 900.
The answer there, the last daily double in the game.
What is Call Me Maybe?
That is the song, yes. By just $100, you're in the lead.
I know like three white songs.
Roy Wood Jr.,
the master of observational comedy, one of America's most respected cultural commentators.
How'd that intro?
You read it like you rehearsed it.
With Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
Thursday at the Cosmo in Vegas, Roy Wood Jr. will be hosting the MLB Awards. We always love when we have the opportunity to talk with him because Chicago loves Roy Wood Jr., and they should because he is of you. Always rocking a Cubs cap whenever he can. He joins us now on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. Hey, Roy, how are you?
How you boys doing? Happy MLB Award Show week to you.
Well,
and all that jazz.
Oh, man, it's always so brilliant when MLB announces these awards weeks after the World Series in the middle of football. But you know what? Now they got it at least lined up where there's a show. You're part of an improving idea in terms of MLB taking back control of this moment in the calendar. It's always been kind of embarrassing. It's less embarrassing with you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk three times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.
So thank you for
that. Well, it's a perfect no man's land because it's like football's picking up. NBA isn't completely out the barn yet. I think they're only 2 weeks, maybe 3 weeks into the regular season. So I feel like the MLB Awards being the week after the World Series, you can still kind of like, huh, baseball? It's like, yeah, oh, yeah, last week was the thing. But they have to put it like that because you don't know how long the World Series is going to go.
Mm-hmm.
Like, imagine if the World Series was a sweep, that baseball would have been an afterthought. You almost need a couple of 18-inning games just for it to still be top of mind.
What was your experience like with this World Series? Because Spiegs and I, we felt like this was just an absolute classic, was riveted to what was going on between the Blue Jays and the Dodgers.
I can't even think of the brother's name, and the fact that I can't think of his name proves my point. But I love that no one is blaming this on the Blue Jays runner who got thrown out on the Bang Bang.
Isaiah Kiner-Falefa.
Okay, well, you have to say his name, and now he's going to get out there. I understand. That's probably why I don't remember it, because I heard all those syllables. I was like, nah, yeah, I'm going to call him Joe. I think that him not taking the longer lead, Jimmy Rollins had made a really good point on his 611 podcast with Ryan Howard about basically it was unacceptable that the lead was that short. And that could be very true. And I trust a World Series champ like Jimmy Rollins, but I love that they're not putting it all on him. Like, this isn't Mitch Wildthing versus Joe Carter game six, where the pitcher who gives up the tater has to, you know, wear that L the rest of their career. But I thought it was a really good series, man. I think a lot of people underestimated the Blue Jays. I hope Bo Bichette stays. Doesn't look like it, but I hope he stays.
Roy Wood Jr. is co-hosting this year the MLB Awards with a guy who might be both of our favorite players in MLB. Like, our love and admiration for all things Mookie Betts is enormous. He's good at everything. He can't be good at this too, Roy. He's not allowed to be good at this, is he?
I think he will be. He was charismatic last year in the guest appearance, and now I've been demoted to co-host, and I'm happy to be demoted. When I was on earlier this year promoting that Roku doc, the home run, the history of the home run or whatever, There's a segment in there with me and Mookie. And he was very funny, and a lot of it was off the cuff. And he was kind of ragging on me and calling me unathletic, which, you know, didn't like for Roku. Perfect for an award show. So I think we're going to have a kind of a good kind of, I don't know, Abbott Costello kind of frickin' frack type dynamic. But I think it's a fun time, man. He's a great ambassador for the game, and he's respected by other players in a way where you don't. Well, I can't speak for all the teams, but it does not feel like other players envy Mookie's success. Hmm. They're happy for you. Want to beat him. You want to, you know, he's a Dodger. You can hate the Dodgers, but somewhere in the back of your mind, you still like that charm. You still like that smile. He's just, I don't know, man. He's just a good dude that's always trying to help people. Has a great foundation where he's always trying to pour back into the community and use sports as a linchpin to get kids out the streets. So, it's hard to tell MLB. What was I going to do? It's either Mookie or me. I want to co-host. Get your ass out of here, boy. We'll see you later.
Roy, there was a really warm moment before Game 7 with Mookie, and I don't know if you saw it, but you should go back and check it out. He's sitting there with the Fox people, and it's Poppy, and it's A-Rod, and it's Jeter. And he's kind of sitting there like, yeah, I feel like I've let the Dodgers down. And I haven't really been myself in this World Series. And Derek Jeter, like, told everyone else to kind of shut up. And he talked directly to Mookie and was like, you don't understand. You playing great defense at shortstop means the world to your team. Even if you didn't come up with the biggest hit in Game 6, you were doing your job. And it was a beautiful moment. And I think it's one of the things that all of us that love baseball like. It's the connectivity of two guys from intersecting eras being able to talk about the game in a way where Mookie Betts has won everything that you can win. And in that moment, he found solace with another guy who's won everything that you can win. And seeing those two guys connect on that level and seeing that group of guys like be with him in that moment was beautiful.
Yeah, it's in a weird way. It's been fun to watch Derek Jeter kind of go from the exec phase of his career to like kind of, I'm a commentator, kind of, and I'll be around the game, but I'm just here to just give pointers where I see fit. It's like when you see Michael Jordan every now and then give a damn. and be like, let me tell you what's going on with today's game. And it's like a gem that you would have never thought of otherwise. Like, it's dope to see Jeter doing that, man. I just love that they're having fun over there on Fox with that broadcast. Like, it's not quite Charles Barkley level, like, we're drinking between breaks or something like that. At least it feels like Charles Barkley's drinking, but I can say that. I know Charles Barkley. It's become one of my more fun broadcasts to watch, man. It really has, especially Poppy and Vlad Jr.
Yes,
that was beautiful.
That was some good. Yankees lose. I mean, all that stuff was gold. Roy Wood Jr. busts his ass working on everything. A killer stand-up show. Many stand-up specials that are out there, and now the new book, The Man of Many Fathers. I haven't read it yet. I'm going to get the audio book because you do the audio book, right? I just want to hang out and listen to you tell me the story.
Yeah.
So, how many fathers are we talking about here? What's a total? Do you have a total count?
You know what? I don't know, about 15, 16 fathers. The book is simple. My dad died when I was 16. You reflect on your life and you realize there were other dudes that gave you game. So the book is a testament to those people and the lessons I learned. And the book serves as like a value lesson, you know, to my son. I think every man, if you take a minute and you think about, we're so quick to think about what we didn't get from our parents. But if you look at your path, I guarantee you some wisdom was planted in you from people other than them. Mm. And if you really dig deep and look inside, you can be grateful for those folks and then pass those lessons on to your kid. And it's not all chicken soup, warm. My granddaddy gave me a nickel every week, and I bought a Laffy Taffy. I also had a coworker addicted to cocaine who slapped me in the face. You can learn from a lot of different fathers, Spiegel. That's all I'm saying, and that's what the book is about. It's a feel-good story.
Yeah, man. I know you can. And when you get a kid, like I know you have, and we've talked about the sons, it's like, you all of a sudden things become very serious because you better be good at your job in a way that your father, you want to be better than what your fathers were. You want to be as good as you possibly can be, right?
Well, parenting is thinking, you go through your entire life thinking that you're trying to score a touchdown for yourself and you've got the ball. And parenting is realizing that you just lateraled the ball to your child and it's your job for the rest of your life to throw a block.
Man.
And to get your kids as far as you can down the field of success. So I'm not saying a tough pill to swallow, but it's one of those realizations where you're no longer solely living for you.
It's the great humbling.
You know,
it's the great humbling that so many of us need, you know?
Well, I've thought about just being a terrible parent and just never giving my son the ball and saying, good luck. Tell your mom hello, youngin', I'll see you later forever. But I can't do that. I can't do it.
Roy, I got to ask you, and I know that you have talked about this on stage. I've seen you talk about it in interviews. But for the Score audience, can you please share the story of your dad and Don Cornelius?
Oh, you did some homework. So my dad moved to Chicago when he was 5 and eventually worked his way up. I ended up back in the city working at WVON in the 60s. And he gets pulled over one day for running through a stop sign. And the cop gives him a ticket. And my pops goes, yo, you have a really nice voice. You should come work for me. Which is not how you get out of a ticket. The cop's name was Don Cornelius. And so Don Cornelius eventually, you know, after about a year, quit Chicago PD, looked up my pops, called him and got a job as a news reporter at WVON. And that started Don Cornelius' immersion into the world of media.
Wow.
And eventually into television.
Speaks, it gets better.
Well, Don Cornelius, for anybody who doesn't know, founded the Soul Train.
Yes.
Okay.
That's where we're going.
Okay, so I just want to make sure we filled in that context. Go ahead.
So there's American Bandstand with Dick Clark, and it's a pretty successful show. And Don Cornelius gets it in his head that, yo, man, there's no black version of this. They don't put black artists on Dick Clark enough. We have good musicians. We should have a show where black people dance and celebrate things. And this is an important backstory. My father was a civil rights journalist. He only covered conflict. He never covered a regular local news story. He covered civil wars in South Africa, in Zimbabwe, in Vietnam. He covered every riot, every civil right, anything with a dog and a fire hose and a Klan. That's what my pops covered. You know, that's important context. So Don Cornelius comes to my pops and he goes, "Hey, man, I'm getting money from people to shoot a pilot for a show. You know, I think it'd be moving and grooving like a train of soul where it just never stops. Would you like to be a part of it?" And my pops was one of the people who loaned Don Cornelius some of the money to shoot the pilot for Soul Train.
Oh my God.
But takes it gets too better. Long. Yes.
Takes Don Cornelius too long to sell the pilot. So my pops, one of the investors, "I need my money back. I gave you like $1,000. To which Don Cornelius says, "Hey Roy, dig this. Instead of me giving you your money back,
oh no,
how about you just stay on as a producer and you can be a part of the train of soul when it leaves the station?" To which my father looked Don Cornelius in the eyes and said, "Hey man, nobody wants to watch black people dance for an hour. Give me back my money. It is a terrible idea." And with that, my father signed away any piece that he was entitled to of the Soul Train Empire. But you have to understand, there was no show this black and this happy on TV at the time.
Mm.
It didn't exist. So this man who has done nothing but cover war and death and struggle and injustice, and then some Afro nerd comes walking in, "Hey, dig it, baby, cat, daddy, shake it down. We're going to be dancing, and we're going to have a scramble board and figure out sentences. Get your ass out my office.
And give me my money.
Give me my $1,000.
And give me back my money." Like, that's a serious amount of money at that time. It was like $1,000, I think, like 2,000. Like, it's a lot. That's a lot of money. And yeah, man, like I was never allowed to watch Soul Train growing up. I don't know if I ever told you that. I could watch Solid Gold.
Wait, your dad actively was like, "You can't watch this show that I didn't invest
off.
In.
Turn that monkey-ish off." Like, openly hate it. You know how Sundays, it's cartoons, and then it's like GLOW or roller derby. You get gorgeous ladies or wrestling or worldwide of sports, or you get Twib.
This Week in Baseball, baby. That's right.
Yeah. And then Soul Train would come on before college football. And my pops would be like, "Turn that monkey-ish off." Just a hater. And I'd love it. That's how you should be. I want you to fail. Yeah. My pops was one of the my dad is like that guy who left American Idol after the first season
because
he didn't
want
to co-host with Ryan Seacrest.
Dinkelman?
Yeah, Dinkelman.
Yeah, Ryan.
Dunkelman.
Yeah. Dunkelman.
Dunkelman
was his name.
He's one of the Winklevi, as you were going there. Yeah.
That's my pops.
Have you gotten into the archives of VON yet?
No. I've been speaking with him about that. I'm working on a one-man show about my dad. This book is kind of the precursor to what I want to do next, and talking about him a bit and talking about me a little bit more. We have some reel-to-reels here at the house that have been digitized some, but I haven't had a chance to digest them yet, man. You know, at some point next year, I just was so focused on getting the book done that was the A1 issue. And so now I'll merge over.
Keep going, man. It is more inspiring than you know to watch somebody as creative and thoughtful as you just keep going. And then the opportunities might present themselves, like all the stuff with MLB, man, like down at Rickwood, and like all your interests are seemingly kind of leading to opportunities. And that's the way it's supposed to work. So just keep going, man.
Well, thank you, boys. I appreciate y'all as always.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk 3 times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.